This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. A Senate committee gave the first stamp of approval Tuesday to a bill that would raise the purchasing age for assault rifles in Louisiana.
AK-47, Uzi, AR-15, the type of weapons that we've seen used in Florida and Columbine and Las Vegas and so many others.
Senator Troy Carter's bill would increase the buying age from 18 to 21. Anyone under 21 could still own and use these guns. He has the support of New Orleans Police Chief Michael Harrison. Chief Harrison says a large number of shootings in New Orleans are carried out with assault rifles and committed by young people between the ages of 16 and 24. In those cases, he says, assault rifles aren't being used in self-defense.
In every last one of those cases, every murder and every non-fatal shooting, where an assault rifle was used, it was used in the assault of another person or persons.
Critics argue the harsher age restriction is an infringement on Second Amendment rights. Aaron Looper represents the National Rifle Association, who opposes the bill.
Any legislative proposal that seeks to prevent law-abiding adults age 18 to 20 years old from acquiring these firearms deprives them of their constitutional right to self-defense.
Others suggested it only makes it more difficult for people who aren't breaking the law to purchase these weapons. Senator Carter explained to the committee he's not trying to take away anyone's rights. He's trying to increase public safety.
We've had massive shootings in schools, churches, movie theaters, concert venues. It's got to stop.
The bill narrowly passed committee. Its next stop is the Senate floor. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.